over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Where we work every day of the year to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Good morning, I'm Rosie. Trying to get through this frog in my throat. We're here with special guest David Byrne. He is a Rosie certified home energy auditor. David, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
We want to reach out to all of you homeowners that are on, you know, we've just come through probably one of the nicer springs in Arizona that I can remember. And I've been here since 66. Very mild, very what I call delicious spring weather. But we're going to hit 111 today, and it's going to be warm on the desert floor. And you may be wondering why you can't get one house, one room in your house cool, or why your bills are as high as they are. And the rate increase, the rate change modification that went into place last year, and how does that play in with how you manage your utility consumption today? If you've got questions about the energy efficiency of your home, David's the guy to talk to. So you give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring. Miss Jennifer will pick up your call, find out where you're calling from and what your question is, and we'll get to it just as quick as we can. So, David, I would guess you've probably not been very busy with the spring as beautiful as it is. Nobody's really worried about. I mean, you just open the doors and windows and let the outside in, as nice as it's been.
I know. It's been really nice. And our new guys that are on the team, they're complaining about how hot it is. And I tell them, you know, we haven't hit the heat yet.
Oh, boy.
Just wait. Yeah. You think it's like this is a great time to work. But we have been pretty busy. It's just not the usual summer that we have where the bills are spiking up and people are panicking.
What has been your experience in dealing with the APS customers that are so puzzled about the rate change that went into effect last year? Are you having to deal with that much?
Yes, yeah. There's still a lot of education. We've built that into our interview and more of our education and reporting in the back end to educate homeowners how to super cool your home and how to manage your time of use better, because it's more on the homeowner and less on just the efficiency of the house with their new rate plan.
Boy, we're hearing it from all the listeners. Some people think I'm an unpaid spokesperson for APS, and some people want to know why I'm so hard on APS. Mm-hmm. You know, it's depending on what you hear or how you hear it. But we felt like the rate change was going to end supercooling. We were really afraid that we were going to lose that strategy. And it doesn't work quite as well as it did, but it is still working very well. My biggest grief is, boy, that 8 o'clock.
It's so late.
That's, man, you've got to figure out what to do for dinner. That's your biggest dilemma. You know, if you're a dual energy home, or if you can cook on the barbecue outside, just do everything you can not to use electricity until after 8 o'clock, and it still works.
Yes, yeah, but it's so tough. I mean, our family's getting ready for bed around 8 p.m., and to hold off on your energy use until then is tough, but otherwise they're going to slap you with a $15 a day demand charge, and that may hurt even more at the end of the month when you get your bill.
And Southwest Gas and APS both say that over half their customers aren't on the right plan.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
They say that themselves.
That's true. A lot of people got switched over without knowing what plan they're on.
And people are so afraid of the demand charge. They stay on the standard rate at 24 cents a kilowatt.
Yeah, that's killer.
24 hours a day.
Yes. Yeah. And we have gotten a bump in people's energy bills increasing, and they haven't done anything else, but they didn't know their rate plan has changed, and they're still using energy the same way, and they're going to get punished for doing that. You have to change, whether it's with a water heater timer and shutting that water heater off during peak hours, or trying to super cool the home and waiting to do dishes and laundry until after 8. It's going to pay dividends just by playing that game of off-peak hour.
The on-peak moved from 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Many people did not adjust their timers.
Yes. Yeah.
So they had everything coming on at 7:10 or 7:15, and they were seeing demand loads of 13, 14, and 15. And baby, you only need to hit that for 15 minutes in a 30-day billing cycle, and you're going to pay it for the whole billing cycle.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Just programming the thermostat, changing that thermostat to that hour after is something real simple that, you're right, a lot of people forgot to do.
Well, we've been touting the advantages of supercooling for over 15 years.
Mm.
And a lot of listeners would get aggravated at me and say, well, you're hogging energy. Well, yeah, I'm hogging energy when it's the most affordable. And I'm letting my house sleep when everybody else is demanding power. I'm probably the greenest guy on the whole grid, because if more people did what I did, we wouldn't have to build another power plant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And APS probably loves it, too.
I mean,
they're encouraging that super cooling. So
it took them a while.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah, it took them a while.
Okay.
And then we had a lot of fight with air conditioning contractors, but we've had all the manufacturers come on board and say it's not hard on the equipment. You're asking the compressor to cool the house when it's cooler outside.
Yes, yeah.
And you're not asking the compressor to start and stop, start and stop. It's going to come on, run for hours. It's exactly what the equipment's designed to do.
Mm.
It doesn't pre-age your equipment. It's not hard on the equipment. But I tell you what, when we started this, we had to fight everybody.
I couldn't imagine, but because now it seems so effortless and smooth. This is what you do. But yeah, well, I imagine just starting was a rocky road.
And I can't take the credit for it.
Mm.
It's Steve Kep,
yes,
at Advance Home Systems. He's the father,
okay,
of supercooling. So,
and when we met him in 2001, it was my job to do the screening of the contractors. Everyone that's on the network, Dave, you've been through it. I just kept sitting there thinking, am I getting scammed?
It's so different than what you.
It is, and I'm like, all right, and I just, let's go right now. We left the office and went to my house, pulled out the power bills. He did the math. I'm like, I'm missing something. I am missing something, and finally, you had to take that leap of faith to turn up the thermostat down as far as you could in the middle of the summer to save money.
It is counterintuitive. But what we're talking about, Dave mentioned the term super cooling. What we do is when you go off peak, which with APS is 8 o'clock, with SRP it's 6 o'clock. When you go off peak, the power rate per kilowatt drops by as much as 70%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go from 24 cents a kilowatt to 8 cents a kilowatt.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and so you buy all the electricity you can at 8 cents. And then when they want to charge you 24 cents, you just tell your house, go to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. Just don't do a thing. And this tendency by utility companies to almost force you to shift your consumption and save, it's just the wave of the future.
Yeah, APS has brought us in classes, and they said the whole nation is going towards a demand charge, and this is the future.
And I have an announcement to make. I apologize. Something is not correct in our phone system. Yesterday, we forwarded the phones to our personal cell phones because the phone system at the office was going weird outage. And Lance just texted me. I'm getting calls for the broadcast. They're still going to Lance's cell phone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I'm going to give you the direct line to the KTAR studios today, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. When you call. We apologize for the inconvenience. Sometimes electronics and technology don't always,
especially in my world.
The hamster's down somewhere. Oh, we got to get the wheel spinning somewhere.
So again, if you'd like to talk to David and you've got a question about the energy efficiency of your home, dial the KTAR
direct
number direct.
602-277-5827.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for catching that, Romy. Lance, I hope Lance wasn't trying to sleep in late on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, he's going to want a time off next week in the office. Can I change these 2 hours of phone answering for 2 hours early next week?
David, just real quick, give us a idea of what Green ID is.
We're a home performance company at heart. We do insulation, duct sealing, air conditioning, but we want to test the home first and see what it needs and then make recommendations from that rather than come in as an air conditioning contractor or an insulation contractor to see what the home needs, where you're in good shape. We tell you that, and where you can use improvements that gets put into a recommendation sheet and an energy model of the home.
It's really building science.
Yes, that's right. That's the new term for it.
Yeah, and it's the wave of the future. When I have young people come to me and ask where in the construction industry probably holds the greatest future, I tell them, get into home energy audit. Get into the science of building, because we're not building like we were even just 15 years ago. Mm. I mean, your industry is driving a world of changes. From the way we do the foundations to the way we put the vent caps in the roof and everything in between. We're here with David Byrne of Green ID. The phone calls are lining up. Give that number one more time, bud.
602-277-5827. 602-277-KTAR. And if you're looking for a car buying experience this weekend, it's time to upgrade. Whatever your tipping point is, mine is 300,000 miles on my F-150 or $3,000 repair. And I've got 20,000 miles left to make that 300,000 mark. So that's my tipping point. But whatever it is for you, Sanderson's Ford is there for you.
Well, you can get over there now and pre-order your Ford Ranger.
I keep going back. Do I get the Ranger for the gas mileage? Or do I go ahead and bite the bullet on the next F-250? It might even be a 350.
I tell you what, you can even order the 2020 GT500 Cobra. Oh, baby.
I need to tow horses. I don't need to push horses.
Is that a good-looking set of wheels or what? It's all at Sanderson Ford, the most award-winning Ford dealership in all of America. It's right here in the Valley, in Glendale, 51st Avenue.